Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Scott Daly. On today's program, I speak with Knoxville Middle School Principal Brian McNeil as we discuss him being nominated for the 2022 Middle School Principal of the Year. We also talk about his career and other things around the district.
And I appreciate you taking time out with me today. Obviously, a big honor for you being nominated as Middle Level Principal of the Year. Just kind of talk about what that feels like being nominated for an award like that.
Well, I think the first thing I always think about is community. It makes me proud to be a part of the community and just to be recognized for work we do. I think SAI does a great job at recognizing school leaders and just as a resource too, you know, if it's professional development, we need legal help, you know, it's just a great organization that takes the time, and this is one piece of the puzzle that they provide and to recognize people around the state.
And overall too, it's really a team effort in this as well.
I believe so. You know, that's one thing I came to Knoxville back in the 99-2000 school year, and, you know, I've chosen to stay here. I've made it my home. The community has been great. They're supportive. We've got a great group of teachers here and educators, and I think you hit it on the head there. It takes the community to make things work in education.
So was education always what you wanted to do younger? Was that the avenue that you wanted to go to?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Everyone has their different ways they get into education, and it was always on my mind. You know, I always had great role models in school, different teachers and coaches, and it was just kind of a thing I always wanted to do. And like I said, got into that several years ago, and my wife and I moved to Arizona and taught for a while and made it back to Iowa and gone through a couple different degrees, and which has helped, you know, expand my learning, and then got into the teacher leadership and kind of have gone from there.
Well, and kind of looking at a couple things that you've worked on and kind of focused over the last few years, social-emotional learning and standards-based learning, obviously two kind of broad topics here, but just kind of talk a little bit about those and how important that's been to the school.
Yeah, I think I'd start with the social-emotional. A few years ago, we actually started two building leadership teams. And Mr. Kiefer, the associate here at the middle school, has done a lot of work with the SEL team. And we really started to take a look at some of our data we were getting back from conditions for learning, just things we hear from students, student interviews. And so we started making some action plans and goals surrounding what our kids need. And then with COVID, you know, a lot of people stuck at home, teachers and teachers trying to teach from home and online. We had some needs there also. And so since then, we've created some staff and student interviews that we do every three, or surveys that we do every 3 weeks. And from that, we track our data, and that's how we make our goals from what our data is telling us from those surveys. And what it really does is it's kind of a grassroots effort at really, you know, your home data that you, from your actual people here, and we're able to make goals from that. And then it just means a lot more, and people pitch in and do their things, and they can see the actual growth they're making, and it's hard numbers then. The standards-based side of things, we've been working on that for about a year and a half. We've been kind of lucky that the high school's been working on this for a few years, more than us, and so we've been able to kind of learn from them also. I think the most powerful thing in that way of learning is it's a focus on learning. You know, a lot of times when we talk about student work or students missing things or not getting things done, or when they're absent, we say, oh, hey, you know, they're missing worksheet number 3 or whatever. This way, we're talking more in sense of skills and missing concepts. What is exactly the student needs to work on? Because sometimes you can reteach something or go over something again, and it may be a lot of things you don't need to know. You know, when we're looking at standards based, we're looking at the exact skill that kids need to know, and then it lets us prepare and plan for those skills that need to be retaught.
Well, I definitely appreciate you taking time out with me today. Again, thank you very much.
Thanks to Brian McNeil for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at knaacareless.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.